A report issued by the United States State Department last week says that the Catholic Church and other religious minorities in India are the object of discrimination. The annual Human Rights Report questions the appearance of anti-conversion laws in some Indian states and cites continuing attacks on Christians and church institutions. Executive Secretary for the Catholic Bishops Conference of India's Commission for Social Communication, Father Henri D'Souza, told us more.
I think these laws which are recently enacted are violative of human rights in many ways. Firstly, they violate the basic human freedom of conscience to choose any faith or even to renounce a faith due to pressure from some majority religious groups. Some states have enacted these laws, which are definitely against the liberty of its citizens. What happens at the ground level is, in some of the remotest places, individual Christians and institutions are attacked by religious fundamentalists, and they take recourse under the anti-conversion laws, putting our people into difficulties and making them more vulnerable.